This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, it's the bombastic. Is that another word for loud, Jay?
Yeah, right, okay.
So we'll calm it down. Let's say next week at this time, Jay will have won her second, not the first, well, it's the first one by herself, but she and the girls won a Gracie last year. So in a week, we'll have the opportunity to be in Los Angeles and clap for Jay.
Thank you. Yeah, for this program.
Yeah. Well, it's a part of the general overall effort here on the Good Day program. All right, let's go to the microbe department, right? Everybody ready? We all have to have a day, a time for microbial discussion. And it happens that the good news today about microbes is that they are digesting plastic. And they can be used. Microbes are the things, among other things. I talk about them as they come out of the rear end of my cows in the poop. The microbes that are in, they come out as part of the digestive process. Cows have four stomachs and lots of different ways to digest the grass and the corn and the things that they eat. They are big on squash and pumpkins. Jade, you know that? Cows love squash, pumpkins, they like brewer's grain.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That definitely makes sense, especially because in October, I feel like we're always discussing any kind of wildlife loves pumpkins.
Right.
Toss your pumpkins into the woods for them.
Whatever is going on in the stomachs of cows creates the atmosphere for microbes to grow. And when you, if I'm sure plenty of you, in the summertime, I'm sure you walk around cow pastures and you see the cow poop. And around the cow poop, for depending on how many days it is, the grass is much greener around the cow poop. And that's because it has all these microbes in it that enhance the soil, make it work and do its job and that sort of thing. So there are different kinds of microbes that have been developed over the years. And this is a new kind that eats plastic at low temperatures. There are microorganisms around that are capable of eating the plastic polymer. Those have been used for a while now. Businesses latching on to bioengineering, these enzymes that are found in the bacteria, the fungi, if you will, that tackle the plastic pollution problem that we have. I like that for an alliteration.
Mm-hmm,
plastic
yeah.
pollution problem. We have it. It's and there's a need. And it used to be they thought it had to heat it up, but now you don't have to.
No,
have
yeah, it was just hiding in the Alps.
Yeah,
they found
right.
some, and they can do it at low temperatures.
Right.
These microbes, meaning they.
Yes, exactly. Not the people. But why would they bring it into the Alps? They're finding plastic bottles up there. It doesn't seem like anybody would really care about. I think the news here is that the microbes can work in different conditions, but I'm not thinking that there are a lot of plastic bottles and stuff up at the top of the Alps. Is that safe ground to be on here?
You never know. You never know how conscious those climbers are.
I suppose. All right, anyway, so microbes are good. I guess that's the bottom line here. And speaking about good, this whole business, you hear these commercials on my program and other programs around now with focus on AM radio, what it's good for. There has been a study released. This is the time of year when the blockbusters come out, right? All those Hollywood movies like Mission Impossible comes out. Is it next week? The week after? It's before the end of May. I know that. And highly anticipated. I'll bet it'll do the same kind of business, box office business, as the last Tom Cruise movie, which came out last year about this time, right?
Yeah, wasn't, I think it's usually Maverick? Memorial Weekend and
yeah.
4th of July weekend
right.
that are the big ones.
So the study that's been done that's being sent to now I think a lot of us have given up on going to the car manufacturers because they're tone deaf Ford, especially the worst among them. So now we're going to Congress, radio groups, advertisers, people like the baseball, the baseball association has gone, the radio baseball association, I don't know what they actually call it, but at any rate, all the sports people, because most people listen to sports on the radio on AM band. That's not, it's some places on the FM, some of the football, but for the most part, it's on the AM band. And so this is a place, once again, the government, however, the most interesting part of this controversy is that the federal government is probably going to sue Ford and some of the other manufacturers for some kind of, and I forget what the actual verbiage is because I don't play a lawyer on the radio, but there's some violation of the emergency broadcast system. You can't get the emergency broadcast system if you don't have an AM radio. And I don't know. I always thought it was on AM and FM stations. But at any rate, the point is that the feds are getting involved in it, and that's not going to be good for the car manufacturers. They're just not. And why they keep fighting this? Figure out a way to make it work and make it work and get off it and get on to something that's more important, for God's sakes. So, speaking of what's more important? The mayor of New York, Mr. Adams, and the New York Police Commissioner, who has not been in any of the TV shows, but he's the real guy. He's not Frank Reagan. His name is Sewell. They have announced plans this week to use robots for policing. This ought to be interesting, right? The rise of the robots.
No. Why can we shut it down? Don't even start this.
Well, yeah, that's what they're going to do. There was a big show, and the mayor of New York was there with the commissioner and the manufacturers of this robot talking about the New World Order. Streets being patrolled by highly advanced robots using cutting-edge technology, so says the mayor, to detect and prevent crime before it happens.
Nope. Go and watch the Will Smith movie, I, Robot, and shut this down.
Yeah. Anyway, the people who are making this say that they have signed a contract with the New York Police Department, and then rest of the, you know, the police around the country are going to take note of this because they say it will transform the security industry and pave the way for your safer future. That's what I say.
Yeah, and so the robots start learning on their own or perceive something.
And they become
as a threat,
the criminals.
And yes. No.
Yeah, the robots. Robots, I, Robot, as criminal. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
They need to stop this. Just knock it off, people.
Yep. Adios. Get rid of it. Here's news from Georgia. Family of a rideshare driver kidnapped and murdered in Georgia a couple of years ago finally has some closure. 9 drug traffickers pled guilty. This lady's name was Rosanna Delgado, mother of 2, killed after she was kidnapped by several members of this drug trafficking organization. The mother was lured into a plaza in Atlanta under the guise of going on a shopping trip, but then she was kidnapped by a group and taken to several locations.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband said his wife told him she was dropping off one last passenger. She was an Uber driver, right?
It's a whole human trafficking situation.
Jeez, crow. Imagine that, huh?
If somebody you don't know offers to take you shopping, don't do it. Let's just go with that. Let's just let that be the lesson in this.
Yeah, but you'd think people would be smart enough not to do that. I guess in this day and age, you go into the airport and you hear these obnoxious announcements all the time. If somebody leaves a bag or asks you to take something, who the hell is going to ask you to take something on a plane with you? I suppose maybe it's happened. But here, yes. So a couple of the suspects fled to Mexico after they killed this woman. And apparently they went to Mexico to get him. And they were extradited to the United States. 14 people have been indicted on charges in connection with the kidnapping and murder. 9 suspects in custody pled guilty before the trial. 2 people sentenced to life in prison. See, this is why I'm taking a breath here because I'm going to be criticized for saying this. This is the problem with Hispanic surnames. And this is where the prejudice comes from. Whether it's a blanket condemnation or not, this is the kind of stuff that gives people with Spanish surnames a bad reputation. It doesn't make any difference whether it's legitimate or not. It just is the way people think. It's like Middle Eastern surnames. You know, somebody named Muhammad. With some of the ignoramuses in our society, they see that name, send him back where he came from. Well, the same thing happens with the Spanish surnames, where people, you know, this kind of story gets a lot of play. Oscar Manuel Garcia, Juan Rodriguez have been sentenced to life in prison for the murder. You hear these things more often than not when somebody is here illegally. The name that comes to the surface is a Spanish surname name. And the people who are driving around in Southern California or wherever they may be that are here illegally, get into a car drunk, they run over somebody, it's a Spanish surname. And so, is this the intelligent way of looking at those people who have Spanish surnames? No, but it's what happens. This is kind of the human condition. It's kind of the way people think. Here's another Georgia story that's not very attractive. A two-year-old girl ran into the path of a car at a parking lot in Georgia.
Isn't that awful?
Good God.
Toddlers can get away from you so stinking
fast. So fast.
So fast.
Yep. They were standing in the parking lot, and the baby just ran out in front of the car. And I guess there were a couple of cars in the same location. Anyway, this is something, I guess there's a warning in this, right?
A lot of people will have their toddler with them holding their hand because they're carrying something else, and then they go to put that in the car thinking the toddler will stay standing right next to them. They turn, they put it in the car really quickly, and they've probably done that time and time again, but it only takes the one time for that toddler to see something they want to run after.
Yeah. So you'll meet young Jasper next Monday night when we have dinner. And he'll be running around the restaurant.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. All right. 18 after. This is good day.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Silver
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bum, bum, bum. 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We're working over the social media side of things on Facebook, our Facebook page, and Instagram. The comments are there at Good Day Radio, a show for you to comment on. Here's something inside the Beltway that I want to talk about, some of the responses to our questions, Jay. But Justine Bateman has been talking about artificial intelligence, specifically as to how it may be used in Hollywood. This is part of the strike, the writer's strike. The Writers Guild is concerned, and this is part of the negotiations like never before, because they think that artificial intelligence can be used to write scripts.
Oh, yes. And
maybe it could be.
Yeah, down the line, for sure. You can have viewers who, they're like, I want a story about this, and I mm-hmm. want this person to star in it, and AI can do that. Or, I want to watch this movie, but I want to be the star, and AI can put your face on the celebrity's body. And the Writers Guild, writers already are not making a living wage. I can't remember who recently said it, Jimmy Fallon or Seth Meyers, that you are not, if you are a writer in Hollywood, you are not owed a job. But if you have a job, you are owed a living wage. And I think that's really what they are fighting about. And soon enough, jobs will be very scarce.
Yep. Yeah. So that's why they're having the strike. And Justine Bateman has been on all the late night shows, interviewed by a lot of the Hollywood sorts. The best television channel in Los Angeles for local news is KTLA. It's a very comfortable, very warm, it's a neat, they have a great group of reporters and anchors. A guy named Sam Rubin has been there forever. Anybody in Los Angeles who knows anybody has had an encounter, an interview with Sam Rubin. I actually only met him once when I was on KRLA. I was on KRLA, but that's where Jennifer is now. I was on KVC. And he was just a fun, having a great time. He used to thank his lucky stars that he was able to get to Los Angeles and to get this job. And he's had this job for like 40 years or something. I mean, the guy's been around there since the 90s. And he doesn't look that old, but he gets into, everybody in the business knows him, so he's been doing some reporting that has been different and better than what you get on most of the other crap-filled news stations in Los Angeles. So at any rate, they're trying to get restrictions on AI. They didn't get them in the negotiations, so that's what they went on strike?
And now not having access to any really residuals when it used to just be TV and now it's the streaming and people really aren't getting paid a lot, only the networks themselves are.
Yep.
And it's a lot. And when you even think of any job, voiceover, a lot of people are using their voice for things and then they're being replicated and eventually, we already see this a little bit with some radio stations are doing this.
Yep.
The original voice of Siri. She didn't know she was going to be the original voice of Siri. She was hired on to say some things, and then her voice was sold because she already relinquished certain rights. And
Okay, we asked you to tell us about your weekend, looking at some of these posts that have come in over the last 24 hours. Fred said he went fishing. Daniel got some rain in mid-Texas, stayed inside, did some housework, that makes good sense. Here's Jeff who grilled bacon. Oh, wait a minute. No, this was bacon-wrapped smoked sausage. What? You put bacon, which is pork, around sausage, which is pork? Then they put a lot of barbecues. Sounds like a recipe that you'd have at LBJ's Ranch with baked beans and potato salad. Actually, it sounds pretty good. It's good. Listen, you got to have fun. Just think about the ramifications. Eat too much of this stuff. I'm not trying to spoil it for you, but don't eat too much of it. A little goes a long way, I think. That's a great expression. I think that is applicable to so many different things. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
8 great shopping tips. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks, and I am real impressed with all the ways to save that you are sending. Gabriella writes, I began buying fold-top sandwich bags to use with food items that don't need to be airtight. Even a sandwich at work won't spoil since you'll eat it within 3 or 4 hours. And fold-top bags are much less expensive than those Ziploc-type bags. And she whipped up a tasty ceviche using a can of sardines. Much easier to work with than fresh fish, shrimp, or crab meat, she says, and much less expensive. She writes, who would have thought it would be a hit with my picky son? So then she tried canned salmon. You can read her entire post on my blog, where you can share how you are coping. Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, Chicken Dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. With me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's Chicken Dinner Casino.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Still no deal on the nation's debt ceiling. President Biden and Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy edged closer to a deal to avoid a looming U.S. debt default yesterday, agreeing a default is not going to happen. Republican Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News last night.
And this president, to reach a deal, that's how all these things have happened in the past, and it's Biden being late to the game and playing around with this that has brought us to this point.
Democrat leader Chuck Schumer after yesterday's meeting in Washington.
We need to pass a bipartisan bill with bipartisan support in both chambers. I asked Speaker McCarthy, does he agree with that? And he said yes.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron has won the state's Republican gubernatorial primary and will face incumbent Democrat Governor Andy Beshear in the November general election. Cameron came out on top in a crowded field of 12 Republican candidates. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
Oh, man, you want to see her?
Drop it up, I do. Ever heard this before, Jay?
I have not.
Yeah. Jackie Wilson, do you know who Jackie Wilson is or was?
What else? What are some other songs?
Higher and Higher is probably the one he's best known for.
Okay, I know that one, yes.
All right, get that, Jay. James, see if you can find Higher and Higher for those of you like James who probably don't know who Jackie Wilson is either. This is his signature song and the one he was singing when he had a stroke and died on the stage. He was like 38 years old or something. He used to go through the most amazing gyrations when he was singing. His son now is on the road and sings his songbook, and he looks just like his father, kind of acts just like his father, but I think takes better care of himself because he's older than that now. I would think Jackie Wilson's son would be probably in his 50s by now.
But Jackie Wilson died at the age of 49.
He was 49.
On stage?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So, James, just so people know who we're talking about, crank this up. Oh, my God, what a fabulous song.
Yeah, this song is great.
Every time I hear this, if I'm in the car or the truck or something, windows come down, volume goes up. It's just one of those songs that is the epitome kind of springtime. All right, come on, James, crank it up. Everybody. How can you sit still for this? Andrew. So, now that we've started off your day, if this is the beginning of your day, on a high note, let's talk about Jamie Foxx for a minute, because there are some new details. I tell you, every time I see a story, there's something about Jamie Foxx I've always liked. His personality, his acting, he's just a likable guy.
He's likable, yes.
Right. So when you hear all of this stuff about him, it's been going on now for a couple of months. What the heck is going on? I click on the story, and most of the time it goes nowhere because there really aren't any new details, except now there seems to be, except they're keeping it very quiet. He's entered into a rehab center in Chicago, according to a lot of different sources. The unknown medical emergency seems to have been a stroke. His daughter, with whom he is very close, he's got two daughters, and they seem to be staying with him or staying close to him. And so even though nobody really wants to talk about what happened, this facility specializes in stroke recovery. So, hello.
Mm-hmm. And traumatic brain injuries.
Right.
Which I think if there was something that happened, some injury,
yeah.
I don't know, there might be more about it, and apparently he has been out of the hospital for a few weeks now. Yeah. And it just goes to show, Jamie Foxx is a very private person, and the people in his camp understand this and respect that.
Yeah.
And they are keeping sealed lips as well, because the truth is, it's not their story to tell. It's Jamie's when he tells somebody else that they are permitted to say something. But Corinne did say that he was rushed to the hospital for a medical emergency. Another source has said that he was not transported by ambulance.
Well, with this, and I think the girls are right about this, the media has run wild with this story. And they, you know, because they haven't cooperated, that is, the family hasn't cooperated, there are all kinds of silly speculations because people seem to drink this stuff up. At any rate, there's supposed to be a new game show that the two of them were doing. He and his daughter were doing that Beat Shazam.
Beat Shazam.
That's a fun show. Now they're going to do a show called We Are Family. And I think they already had put that to bed. A lot of these things are done for the summer season, but they record them, they tape them during the winter months. And so I think that thing is all in the can, if I'm not mistaken. It'd be interesting to see where that goes. Let's see here. The latest person of note to run for Congress, Sarah Hughes, remember her? Won gold in the Salt Lake City Olympics about 20 years ago. She says that she wants to run for Congress in New York's 4th Congressional District. She has a degree from Yale, a degree from Penn State. She seems to be someone, I remember her bubbly personality, man. I didn't think it was that long ago that she'd been as a gold medalist in a figure skating competition, but it's been 20 years. So she's about ready to launch her campaign. She filed a run. She lives in Long Island, and she's 38 years old. She's someone who's accomplished a lot with her life, not just a great skater, but she has also been involved in several business ventures. She's now a lawyer, I think, if I'm not mistaken. She works for a New York law firm.
Good for her.
Yeah, is also studying in the School of Business. She'd be somebody who's good.
I guess she's
a Democrat. This is a seat held by Anthony Desposito. who is a Republican, and a lot of people are getting restless with him. I thought it was she was running in the district where George Santos is, but that's the third district. Where she's running is the fourth district next to where he is. I would think it would be easier for somebody to beat him.
Well, at this point, one would hope.
Yeah, I know, and under the circumstances, good Lord. Anyway, so she looks like she'd bring a fresh look into Congress, and that's something that we certainly need. We need a lot of help and encouragement to do things the right way. Here's some good news for those of you who use TurboTax. Aha! There is a $141 million settlement from last year that is going to be split between 4.5 million TurboTax customers. And you, if you haven't received a check already, you will pretty soon as part of this settlement. You don't have to file a claim. Intuit that owns TurboTax ordered by the courts to pay $141 million to people who were tricked into paying for tax services. Why would you even go? Why would you use any product? These people are such leeches. I would never use a TurboTax. I would never use Intuit. Never. And they probably advertise. I don't know if I heard of James. Do we have advertising?
I would just be too afraid of doing anything myself in a way.
Yeah.
I just people go to school for this. People have degrees in this. They get certified in.
She's a CPA. Anyway, so if you haven't started to get your check, supposedly they're going. This is, by the way, it goes back to using TurboTax in 2016, 2017, 2018. There was advertising that said you were supposed to file free, but it wasn't a TurboTax program. It was an IRS program. And TurboTax then sort of countered, well, we'll help you for free, too. For free. Hello. Ding, ding, ding. We'll help you free. And they didn't. So they were charging out, it was $85, I think. And so you'll get the $85 back. All right? Got that? It's like going and buying a ticket to the lottery and winning a scratch for, what, $85? Listen, $85 better in your pocket than somebody else's,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that is a tank and a half of gas.
Yeah, there you go. This drives me. This is horrible. All right. Mother driving her daughter to pick up a prom dress drives into the... they're driving into the parking lot, apparently, and gets shot and killed. She was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
An innocent bystander in the crossfire between two people who hopefully will go to jail for the rest of their lives. The daughter hears the gunshots. The mother couldn't, she saw that her mother had been hit, couldn't breathe. She leaned on her daughter's shoulder. They crashed. And that was the end.
Yeah.
So how about that?
A couple other people who were shot. It was two cars were going after each other.
Yeah. Just damn them.
Mm-hmm. And this poor girl, just to lose her mother at such a young age anyway, but in such a horrific way. And she is going to have that survivor's guilt of why was her mom shot? Why not?
Yeah.
Why wasn't she shot? And also her mom was, they were going to pick up her prom dress together. Yeah. I feel so awful for this family, and especially her daughter.
All right, so here's a couple of other good mom and daughter stories. A mother and daughter helping to save a father from falling into a sinkhole near the Rio Grande River in New Mexico. Let's see here. Heaven Chavez and her mom, Jackie Rodriguez, were on Highway 6. The man, they could hear this guy yelling, calling for help. The lady said her window was down. She heard this cry, so they doubled back around, found that the sidewalk had collapsed, and this guy was riding his bike, had fallen into the sinkhole.
Mm-hmm. And he was with his son. Fortunately, his son didn't fall in.
Yeah, right. So these people stopped and saved him. Mother and daughter, good for them. Let's hear it for the good guys.
Yes.
And here's... Yeah, it's a mother and a daughter and a father, actually, graduating. This is cool. They were going to Texas Lutheran University. And this is the first time in the history of the school that a student graduated at the same time as her mother and her father.
Yeah.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Yeah.
Family who studies together.
Yep. Stays graduates together. Ashley Adams, education major, said it was kind of surreal. Who else can say that they went to college with their parents and they were walking on stage with them all at the same time? Apparently her parents didn't get to finish college because they started the family with her.
Yes, well, and then there were also just better opportunities to obtain at the time for what goals they had. So they went, and I think that we are seeing this a lot where parents who didn't go to college or went to college but didn't graduate with a degree, once their kids are out of the house and maybe starting college themselves, that gives them a little bit of that boost of like, you know what, I want to go get my degree too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So good for them. All right, so here's something not so good. A mother hiding 3 pounds of cocaine, pretending that she's fake. So she's got a belly bag full of cocaine.
Yeah.
Tried to get away from the police, didn't work. So they were disguising the drugs in a pregnant pouch. 3 pounds of this stuff. How much is that worth on the market?
Oh, I have no idea. But yeah, this is just the fake pregnant bellies. They used it to their advantage. She looked pregnant. Got busted.
So I wonder what it was that caused them to be suspicious. That would be what I'd be interested in knowing. Why are the deputies, apparently they found some marijuana in her. Yeah, and they would have a sniffing dog. Yeah, right. So crime doesn't pay as far as that lady is concerned. It's, where are we, 48 after here on Good Day.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
After the hour, Good Day Health Time. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, noted Nuka chiropractor and GAPS practitioner, has a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. People come from all over the country. Was it last week or the week before? We were talking about this lady that came down who listens to us up in Alaska, came to see you. How'd that work out? Is she okay?
Yeah, oh, great. I saw her twice, and she's in her high 80s, like 87, 88.
Mm-hmm.
And she just couldn't be happier because she stood up straight, walked with significantly reduced pain.
Good.
But right after I saw her, I saw some fellow from Montana. So my last two patients were both out of state.
And they both came listening to this program.
Well, of course.
Other than Montana. Okay, so that's the story. Dr. Jack fixes whatever there is that needs to be fixed.
You.
Find out. Go to Jack's website, jackstockwell.com or forbiddendoctor.com, and figure out what the heck is going on in your body by having Jack work you over. One of the interesting things as we look back on the podcasts that are available, they have so many different places to get information. Good Day Health, Jack and Ken both do an hour of Good Day Health, the podcast that are basically a summary of the conversations. Jack, in the most recent podcast, gives you a step-by-step detail on how you can conduct your own in-home allergy test, which would be pretty cool because this has been a horrible year for allergy problems. So check that out. All these the podcasts are available without charge at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I have had somebody who sent me a note and wanted to know more about autism. There was a story about a youngster who's graduating. This is graduation time. So a college valedictorian who hasn't spoken at all in her life because of autism delivered a commencement speech using the technique you print and put it up on a screen. And I guess when I saw that, I thought we ought to talk a little more because it does seem to be an epidemic. Autism, ADHD, that sort of thing. You have some strong feelings about what causes that, Jack, I know.
Well, 20 years ago, the rate for autism was 1 in 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And now here in Utah, it's 1 in 35 for boys and about 1 in 40-something for girls. But it's below 50 nationwide. One in 50 births are going to end up with autism. During the developmental processes in utero, mom is exposed to so many toxic chemicals. Now, the EPA has identified over 30,000 toxic materials that are in our environment that weren't there 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Involved with hair care, hand cleaning, stuff
sure.
around the house, stuff on the farm, stuff in our cars, stuff in our schools, everywhere, all this cleaning stuff. Not just cleaning stuff, but all other kinds of chemicals that Mother Nature never heard of.
Disinfectants. We went crazy with hand sanitizers and that sort of stuff during COVID. And that stuff can't be good for you. And you wonder about other things.
There's also some information that indicates that a woman taking acetaminophen during pregnancy has a higher chance of an autistic child.
Wow.
Now, vaccines get a lot of the blame, and there's substantial evidence for that. But it's not just vaccines, because there are unvaccinated kids who are now starting to develop some autism in the last few years. After birth, they seem to be fine, but a year, two, three, four, 5 years after birth, they start developing some autistic tendencies because they're picking up some kind of environmental poison that's toxic to the central nervous system. And especially with a developing brain, it's very difficult to back down out of it. Now, you can. GAPS is one of the most powerful influences out there. The gut and psychology syndrome of Dr. McBride out of Oxford, England, has a dietary program just called GAPS. You probably search GAPS.com. Mary and I are GAPS practitioners, in fact, trained by Dr. McBride. So to rebuild the microbiome of these children before they get too old, before they get into their secondary sexual development. So in the first, at least the first decade of life, there's a good chance to reverse a lot of this. But it's simply the environmental poisons that did not exist 20 years ago in our environment. And 20 years ago, we're talking about the beginning of the new century.
Yeah, this is not.
That's how recent we're talking. Yeah.
So one of the things, when I hear you talking about that, I think about this product Balance 7 that improves the acidic and alkaline balance in your body. I know that you are a strong believer. That's the GAPS thing. And so anybody who's interested in having their body balanced out, you might call 800-793-9039 and get the deal to balance your body with Balance 7. All right, Jackson, thank you. Doug Steffen here on the Good Day Health Program, now 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.